Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 2 of Unaired. I'm Ed. With me, I have Steve and Andy.
That's us. And yep. Today, we watch the fucking worst thing I've ever seen, I think.
No, that's not true.
Today.
I think it's just going to get worse.
I think
we're just setting ourselves up for failure.
All right.
I will say this.
Okay, let me just say what we watched. Okay, today we watched Bette, which is a TV show starring Bette Midler as herself. And it shows her family and her, I think it was her maid.
That was her manager. No, that was her manager.
That was her manager. Okay.
But who was the Quentin Tarantino character?
That was her piano guy.
No, that was like her assistant, her British
her
assistant.
Piano guy.
Yeah, it's not a real thing.
Hire a piano
yeah.
guy.
Okay. So this show aired from October 11th, 2000 to March 7th, 2001. Produced 18 episodes. It only aired 16, so that left two of them unaired.
Do you think it really went down that way, though?
Hold on. I think before we get into Bette, I want to preface a little bit, a few things. I want to talk about the show just for a minute that we didn't do, that we couldn't fully make it through because it was just so bad.
I think it really skewed my opinion of Bette, but yeah, go ahead.
I think it made Bette look much better.
Made it look better.
And I'm three beers in right now. And I don't need this right now. So what were we talking about? We were talking about the shows we watched before.
Yep.
Just the cartoon. We shouldn't even talk about
Cop Fish?
The other one.
Yeah, Fish Police.
Fish Police.
That show is utter garbage.
I think that show literally killed John Ritter.
I think it might have. It very well might have.
That show. Yeah. That was the worst thing I've ever seen. We made it probably halfway through the first episode.
It's garbage. At least I enjoy, or I think I enjoy a bit of Bette Midler. So
I had fun. I had fun with this one. Not as much fun. Hold on. We'll get into Bette. But this fucking cartoon, we were like, oh, how the fuck? We looked at the creative team behind this.
You're still bothered.
We watched this like 2 weeks ago at this point too. That's the worst part. We watched the creative team and we're like, how did this get canceled? This looks awesome. And we made it like, I don't know, 2 minutes in. We're like, this sucks, but we can watch it. We made it 3 minutes in. We're like, I'm out. We're done.
We
this
couldn't
is
get
just
through it.
Fucking hard.
It hurt.
I never saw the movie Brick, but it's what I imagined Brick would be if Brick sucked.
What's Brick?
Yeah, what is
it's
Brick?
Some fucking. All right, well, it doesn't matter. None
oh,
of this
oh, it's, that's the. I've seen that movie. The Rian Johnson movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Brick is good.
No, but I'm imagining that's what a cartoon of Brick would be in the sea if it sucked.
This is not even close.
Well, I've never seen the movie, so I'm just going
okay.
guessing.
Alright, that makes it okay.
Just making some speculation.
Yeah.
Alright, so Bette. So this show.
Right.
This show had there's a lot going on. So it starts off. She's behind the scenes, like, about to go out to some, like, show or something?
No.
Well, yeah, no.
No, hold on.
You
yeah, they explained all of this.
You should already
they
know.
They explained everything.
Yeah, you should know that Bette Midler is a fantastic, wonderful performer.
I understand that, but they didn't, like, specify whether it was, like, an award show that she was, like, doing a performance at or what.
It's a concert, Ed.
Okay, it was a concert,
Ed,
okay.
Ed, you should
I didn't
just
pay
know.
Any attention. I didn't pay any attention.
No, right, he did.
Here it is. Here it is.
Okay, so.
So Bette Midler was touring the States with her show for 2 months.
And that was her final one.
Okay.
And that was her final show. Come on.
That's why her husband was there and they were talking about doing it later. Because, well, they finally had the chance to do it and why he was there. And let me just say that on a scale of 1 to Terry Hatcher, the show did not have Terry Hatcher in it. And I know you guys were wondering. I know you guys were concerned. And I know you guys have been writing in about it. But no, we didn't have any Terry Hatcher in this episode.
Yep.
You know who we got?
I think that needs to be a new segment. Terry Hatcher Watch.
Nope, still no Terry Hatcher.
I'll tell you who we did get, though.
We got Danny DeVito.
We got someone even better. We got
Lindsay Lohan?
Lindsay fucking Lohan.
Everybody, Lindsay, wait for it, fucking Lohan.
For one episode.
And then she got recast.
Not that we only found that off Wikipedia. We don't watch past the pilots. Oh, yeah, no, we're not assholes.
I was interested in the Halloween episode, but...
No, I tried to convince the other two to watch the Halloween episode, but Ed was like, I don't know. I would have gladly watched the Halloween
episode. Yeah, me too.
I mean, I think we're eventually going to watch the Halloween episode.
Well, why? Can we review that? Do we change the review?
Yeah, we just change the format. Right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
the format. The format must change. Unaired episode 3.
God, this show was still just garbage.
Okay, I like this show.
I didn't hate it. It was mad fluff.
It was super fluffy.
There was less going on than Some of My Best Friends, which kind of annoyed me. There was like only like two subplots going on this whole show.
You know what I like though? Nothing resolved itself.
No, nothing got resolved. Even the last line of the episode was unresolved. It was actually really funny.
Okay, so we watched the first episode, and the first episode, it starts off with her backstage. We talked about this. She's going out to her last show. For some reason, there's a lot of jokes about her trying to eat a lot.
Well, it's hard. I mean...
I think she was just starving herself for the production.
She was, but like, they use that joke so often.
Well, they only... I mean... I think you're looking too into it.
I think when you're that old, and you know, you're getting up there in age, you know.
She was 35, you know.
She was solid. 35.
That was an in-show joke.
Claimed to be 35.
She made a mention of that.
In-show reference, yeah.
Yeah, if you haven't watched the show, go watch it right now, and then.
Yeah, if you haven't, okay, good. You watched it? Great. Now you can be part of this podcast.
Full spoilers ahead.
Yeah. So let's talk about the theme song for a second. So Steve.
I don't know. We didn't watch the rest of the series, but I'm going to pretend that is the entire intro to the show.
Oh, that shitty, like, concert?
Yeah, it's like her, like, in some, like, weird, like, shell that's, like, floating, and she's just singing.
Well, it's just, like, it just looks like an off-Broadway play type thing, and, I don't know. Let's look at it objectively, though. Versus the Some of My Best Friends fake Friends Seinfeld opener, I guess I'll take this. You know what I mean?
I don't know what I'm saying. This just was, it was off-putting. It was like, I know you're like just affirming who Bette Midler is, but like, I already know who she is. I don't need to see her doing what she's doing. I want to know more about the people who apparently were inevitably recast.
Yeah, Lindsay Lohan, the father.
Yep. Lindsay Lohan and the father got recast.
Both got recast.
And the father was from such notable films as Transformers and Small Soldiers.
One, two.
Yep.
He's actually on Veep right now.
Is he?
It's one of my, yeah.
The original Blanks father. That Veep. Was Kevin Dunn.
Yeah, he's one of my favorite... I don't know, I just like him a lot. He's very lovable.
He's one of your favorite dads.
Yeah, Mr. Midler.
You know what this show is missing a lot of?
9/11.
No, we're not there yet. I was completely hoping to not touch that subject. I was hoping to surprise the listeners with, I'd be like, oh, guys, when was this made? Oh, that's right, October. 2000.
So we still had a year.
So, yeah, that's besides the point.
We'll get there. We'll get there.
Maybe. What were you saying?
I don't remember. I completely lost traffic.
Yeah, 9/11 really threw you off, huh?
Oh, you know how I am.
Maybe this is just Loose Change, the podcast. maybe this is just our destiny.
Oh, dude. That's a great idea for a podcast.
That is a great idea for a podcast.
Maybe like our whole lives have just been building to being concerned with Loose Change every single day.
Yeah, I got like 63 cents in my pocket right now.
Like, what do you think, like, I wonder if Bette Midler did like a charity concert.
We're not there.
We're not there. We're not there. Don't worry about it. Okay.
What are we doing?
Andy, okay.
I don't remember.
So, a little, right after the theme song, there's like a little rap party, and Danny DeVito comes up to her, and she's like, hey, you should be in my TV show. It's got a TV show. And she's like, oh, I'll think about it, while she's eating food off his plate. And
yeah, she's like sneaking around it, though. She doesn't ask. She's like, oh, look at your shoes. And he's like, oh, my shoes. And then she eats like a French fry. And she goes like, oh, look over there.
And she's like, Pamela Anderson is topless.
And then she looks at Danny and is like, do you want to play Nightcrawlers with me tonight? And he's like, what?
And she's literally eating an entire cheeseburger in one fell swoop.
Like Charlie Sandman.
Yeah, like a dragon falling upon its prey. Like...
All right, yeah. Only 50% of everything we're saying is true because we want to keep these spoilers at a minimum, guys.
Yeah. It's for you guys.
I would argue 75% of what we're saying is true. Honestly, I think you're giving our listeners less credit than they deserve for distinguishing bullshit from fact. I think you need to realize that this episode is about Bette Midler learning how to do reverse cowgirl on her husband.
Oh, hold on. You're jumping the gun again.
Okay.
That's the end of the episode.
So after this, she goes home to her husband. And she's been gone for 2 months, so you know they're gonna middle it a little bit.
Middle it.
Yeah, that's what they call it.
Midler.
Yeah, Midler.
Oh, come Midler. On, they're gonna bet Midler.
That's what they call it.
Can I make another Lindsay Lohan?
Yeah, they're making a twin Lindsay Lohan, so they Hang can on. Make real life Parent Trap.
There was one thing that really bothered me. She She goes into her closet and she grabs two, like, 90s. Not even 90s.
You must have not... Hold on. I can explain this to you.
Hang on. Let me explain my perception of it. She grabs, like, two, like, night suits or something. Like, tuxedos. I don't know. She walks out...
Pajamas.
Shut up. She walks out and she goes, which would you prefer, Lady or the Tramp? And she presents two... pairs of pajamas that look exactly the same, just different colors.
No, that's not true at all. No, the late when she goes lady, it was like more of like grandma pajamas, and the tramp was more like
1950s,
it was
like more housewife.
Are
you guys kidding me? It's the same thing. No, it's just different colors.
Oh yeah.
All right, yeah. We'll humor you.
I'm not. I refuse to.
I'm a Bette Midler.
So after that, she's like. She's going on some tirade about Seinfeld, because she brings up the fact that she was on Seinfeld.
Wait, hold on. She made a reference to being on drugs before she went on the show on her little concert.
Oh, really?
Doing drugs.
Oh,
bad,
yeah.
Guys.
She was talking about like, oh yeah, I snort like a bunch of cocaine before I go on, and I literally get shove a dildo with. Marijuana Coke. On it.
No,
my,
it's not. It's not
my ass. You, what do you mean? That's how that works. No. And I also poop.
Like a shit ton.
I poop codeine. Like.
All right, good. Now we get that summed up. Yeah, all right, keep going. Sorry, Ed.
Okay. Yep. What else you got?
So she goes on some tirade. She makes a lot of like very meta references. She's just like, I don't want to do TV with Danny DeVito, because once I do TV, I might as well kill myself.
I thought those were really funny.
Those were pretty
funny.
Up
until I didn't get the joke Andy laughed at, and then Andy, you know.
Oh, yeah, they mentioned, like, Norma Ray.
Yeah, I don't know who that is.
Yeah, I didn't know what that was about, but I laughed, because everyone else laughed, and I felt uncomfortable. Well, everyone else being the studio audience, I do this a lot while I watch like really bad sitcoms. I just kind of like fall into this slump where I'm like, well, they laughed, so if I don't laugh, like who's gonna laugh? You know, like everyone else is doing it, so I get pressured into it, and then everyone's like, did you really think that was funny? And it's like, I actually have no idea what that was about. Like, the reference was lost on me, and I just pretended to understand it because it made my life easier for that 2 seconds.
Yeah, but it's not it's not easier because now you have to explain that you didn't get the joke.
Yeah, only to you, the people who like approach me about it.
And then that brings a whole nother argument of like, what is autism into the mix? Do you know what I mean? Because is that an autistic thing to do?
I don't think so. Where are you getting this?
Well, because if I'm at work and I'll do something along those lines, like I'll match that, and someone will be like, "Dude, you're so fucking autistic," and I'm like, "I'm not. Like, I've been tested. I'm not autistic. You know what I mean?" But like, everyone perceives me as.
What do you mean you were tested?
Well, I had to take tests as a kid. It's a whole story.
What were the tests?
It was just like reading and writing.
For autism?
Like, it was like in fifth grade, like just like comprehension.
How do they gauge
stuff.
Autism off that?
They look for empathy.
in your eyes.
What?
I'm just kidding. No, I don't know. There's just a bunch of tests you take. I don't know. I don't really remember it. My mom told me about it.
You know, Steve, I don't know enough to disprove you, so I have to assume you're right.
I mean, that's why they told me they would test me. That's besides the point.
Wait. Are you telling me that your mom tried to
tell you? No. Maybe. I don't know. I never really thought about it. I don't think it was just me. I think it was, like, my whole class. I'm sure you guys took them, too.
Not for autism.
Well, no. I think it covered, like, a basic range of, like, ADD all the way.
You know what I have to say? Bow, whippy bob, bang, boogie, boogie. Bang, a boom, poopy, a bing, a bong, bow, beep, beep, boom. Beam ba bung beep beep bungy bung bung hole ding a dung.
This is the part when the listener goes, wow, these guys just think they're so fucking funny that they think they're way over funny and they're way over laughing at all of their own jokes.
Yeah, they're what
a
just,
fucking bunch of pranks.
These guys are really fucking up all of Kid Rock's music. Bow whippy bung bing a bang rockadoo.
Alright, where were we in the summary of the episode?
I'm lost.
We just got to the bedroom scene.
Yeah, we're just out of the bedroom
scene. All right, so he falls asleep on her. Not on her, but like she's trying to like...
Wait, did we see that? I feel like they just mentioned that
no,
later.
No. He falls asleep when she's about to go into it.
If you pay attention.
Wow. Yeah,
so he falls asleep and then she turns professional. She turns the TV on, and I think, like, Sally Field
comes on? Oh, yeah. She has an irrational hate for Sally Field for some reason.
And she literally starts screaming, "Fuck you, Sally Field!" and just chucks.
Yeah, and she takes out a gun and shoots her TV and says, "I'm fucking Bette Midler."
Again, 50%.
Yeah. Take everything with a grain of salt here.
Yeah, she's just like, bow, whippy, bomb, bing, bang.
We're not there yet. Yeah, she hasn't said that yet. She hasn't said that yet.
Bang, bang.
That happens later.
Yeah, it happens after she has this, like...
No one's going to believe you when we explain that.
She has this, like, creepy moment where she goes to the mall.
No, we're not there yet.
Yes, we are.
No, we're not. Summary is going to take significantly longer than the episode is.
Yeah, yep. Thanks, right, Andy.
Just keep going. Just
okay, so now we open up to... Is it the morning?
It's the
Danny DeVito scandal?
Yep, it's the morning.
Yeah. Her family, she's not awake. She's upstairs being a total Bette Midler. And all her family, plus her assistant and her manager, are in the house. And they're, like, just doing breakfast stuff. Kind of like, I don't know, any other sitcom would do. And Dane DeVito gets on air, and he's like, "Oh, I asked her to join my show, and she played my mom." And they're like, "No," everyone's like, "We can't deal with this. We can't do this. We can't tell her. We have to keep this a secret from her. We're too scared. We're too afraid, if you will." It was a monumentous moment for this family, because they all came together, and they took apart the newspaper, and they hid it from her.
Yeah, and then she came downstairs, and everybody left. Like, Lindsay Lohan's just like, "I gotta go to school." Mr. Midler's like, "I'll drive you." And then the British dude, the piano dude, he goes, "These aren't my shoes." And then he just leaves.
Classic excuse from a British person.
Exactly.
Yeah, classic. He goes outside and shoots himself.
Yeah. What I said was 50%. True, what Andy said is not.
Why are you guys disproving me? Okay, let me take the helm on this.
Oh, okay, okay.
So then... Bette Midler comes in and she's like, "Man, what a shitty day I've been having." And her friend, who looks like a bitch, goes like, "What's wrong, Betty?" She goes like, "I need to fucking get my face redone." She goes, "Why?" And she goes like, "'Cause like, I'm like, my pussy hurts or something."
Close enough.
Yeah, so they go to the plastic surgeon and he's like, "Show me your tits." And literally...
Oh, no, hold on.
You missed the key part.
You missed the key.
So this, I don't think they're going to believe you.
Okay, so there's this part where she goes, "Hey, remember that Cosmopolitan magazine test where you test if your boobs are perky? You stick a pencil underneath them, and if they fall, then they're not perky." She goes, "Okay, hand me a pencil." Bette Midler shoves a pencil up there. "It's all good. They're still chilling there." She goes, "Give me more." The lady hands her a notepad. Sticks a notepad up there. Then she's like, "Oh, it's staying up there." Then she hands her a dictionary. And she's like, "Ha, you're funny."
Hold on, I want to take a second. Wouldn't putting more be easier for your boobs to handle, as they would be
Oh, absolutely. Because the more you have, then there's less room.
So what is this test? So why is she putting more? See, all right.
You know, you're
illogical.
You're making sense. You're making sense.
Completely illogical for what that plot hole.
I don't know, you guys. You just poked a big hole. I don't know, guys, because it occurred to me that soon after this whole exchange took place, that the doctor, whose name was Bringmata Jingato,
wait, what? I don't know.
He walked in and said, "Get out," and they left. And that was the whole exchange.
That was literally the end of the episode.
Yeah, it just faded to black, and
it's over.
There was like some scary audio, clearly taken from the Challenger playing.
Yeah, and then literally.
Yeah, then Beyonce came out and was like, "I'm sorry."
And then Left Shark from the Super Bowl popped in and did his little dance.
Yeah, Left Shark. It was a YouTube video.
All right.
It was uploaded in 2008.
So. After the plastic surgery scene, it was the mall scene, right?
Yep.
We completely.
I don't care. It scared the shit out of me and I want to talk about it.
Okay, go ahead.
All right.
So in a weird choice, creative decision, the show just suddenly switches to like some completely different visual style. It like goes from like the sitcom set visual all the way to like I don't even know, like documentary, like handheld.
I don't know how to explain it.
But Bette Midler basically runs into Lindsay Lohan at the mall and like harasses her and tries to claim that young people eat pizza now.
He's actually right.
Yeah.
It went from multicam to single cam. And then she talked about pizza for a little bit.
I think we...
No, but it was more than that, though. I'm trying to figure out what it was.
She's trying to seem younger, so she followed her daughter to the mall, which is like, hey...
No, but that's not what I'm trying to talk about. I'm trying to talk about the change in style. Do you think it was like a film stock thing? I don't...
No, it was because they went...
Maybe, I think they were shooting 35mm, and then they switched
to... I think they realized that Hugh Jackman wasn't in the episode enough, so...
Oh, yeah, the gay kid.
Yeah, Hugh Jackman.
Homosexual. It's legal now.
Decided to put more into it.
No one's going to get that reference.
What do you mean?
Andy thought that the Lindsay Lohan's boyfriend looks like Hugh Jackman. Now they know.
He looks exactly like Hugh Jackman.
Now they're in on the joke. You should go listen to that last 10 seconds.
Oh, they're in on the joke.
Yeah, rewind now.
Yeah, rewind. Yeah, wicked funny.
Put the audio tape back in your cassette player.
We're not going to do it for you.
That's not our job.
Don't do that. Do not fix that. Yeah, this is not his job. That's fucking your job. You should. Yeah.
There's a little like 10-second playback loop on the podcast app. Use that.
Remember when Michael Richardson said the N-word a lot?
Yes.
Okay, that's enough. We're not going any further.
All right, fine.
I don't know who that is, so I guess
he's Kramer.
Jerry.
Oh, that's right.
Back to Seinfeld.
Anyways, yeah, it all connects.
So anyways, right. They get back from the mall,
yeah.
And then Andy's favorite part, she's got some Kid Rock CDs.
Oh, that was wicked funny, though.
And her piano player is just like, okay, you want to sing Kid Rock? And she just sings Kid Rock.
Well, she wants to sing Kid Rock because she felt old.
Yep.
And yeah. She wanted to connect with the audience of a younger generation better. So she's like, okay, I'll do like this song. And then she does a really shitty version.
Dang, dee, dang, diggy.
Yeah, she goes like, bow, bibby, boom. Binkabung, Binky.
Yeah, whatever that song is.
Dingalong, Jung.
Bow de bow, bang de bang, boogie boogie.
Bow bibi bung, 9/11 next year. Bow bibi bung, bing a bang, boo boo.
Watch out for Osama bin Laden.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, no. Oh, that kind of leads us into the next sequence, right? Where she's training to defeat the plane.
Is that the direct next sequence?
I think it might be.
I think it is. She like
Dude,
goes.
I thought we were like purposely trying not to be as offensive on this podcast as the last.
Oh, believe me, there's 24 minutes going on. A lot of this is getting edited out.
We gotta get through Bette Midler's training sequence.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah. So this is like the end of the episode.
This is the end of the episode.
Yeah, this is like endgame stuff. This is like she was like, I'm horny and I gotta go work out. Right?
Yeah, it's close. Meanwhile, her family thinks this is all because the Danny DeVito thing.
Which she has yet to see. And that's important to the plot, yo.
Yes.
What year did What year did this come out?
This came out in 2000.
You know what year. You know what year it came out.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
It came out in October of 2000.
So do you think this was directly influenced by Toy Story? Or
Toy Story 2, maybe.
Yeah, at least. Toy Story 2 was 2001, I thought.
Yeah. Oh,
was it?
Yeah, it was the post 9/11 world, I mean.
Yeah, they were like, how are we going to cheer up the world?
Yeah.
Oh, let's get some.
John Lasseter was like, I got one idea and that's it.
I said I'd never do a sequel, but 9/11 just happened. So.
And then a few years later, he was like, I'm going to do it again.
He's like, who's this ISIS? Let's make a Toy Story 3.
No. ISIS wasn't even around for that.
You don't know
that. Wait a minute. Could there
they be were ISIL at that point.
Could there be a world where you were like, I'm going to come home, I'm going to watch some of my best friends, and then I'm going to watch Bet?
I think they might have aired at the same time. They were both on CBS.
Oh my god, they were?
Yep.
Oh, that's awful.
They were both on CBS.
I stand by, I would have totally watched that show if I was like drunk and had nothing better to do with some of my best friends. I like that show.
Well, I think I'd watch Bet. Honestly.
I honestly think I'd watch it too. That's literally
the opposite of what you were saying earlier.
Well, it's garbage, but like if I was tired, like I...
Guys, there was a time where these two shows overlapped.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That's amazing.
Oh, wow. So
I would still watch Mike and Molly. I'd still watch this over Mike and Molly.
Oh, absolutely. There might genuinely be someone who's like, these guys are literally explaining to me my entire 2000s. Like they're just voicing my opinions. Like, do you think there's like a guy who's like a shrine to these two shows, and like he's been bothered that no one ever talked about it?
Yeah, that's what we made this podcast for.
But he also thinks like this. He goes, "It was a different time. It was pre 9/11. And the world was so much more innocent."
God, he's like, "This caused it. This is what did it. America was too confident."
With gays and homophobia
and Ben Midler. Man.
Jesus Christ.
So back to the training sequence for ISIS, or Taliban at this point, or Taliban. Yeah. Who did it? Al-Qaeda.
She's trained to fight sequence. Al-Qaeda, basically.
No, yeah, just the plane.
Hashtag love wins.
Hashtag love wings.
Hashtag I love Ben Midler.
So she's using weird workout machine. She doesn't know how to use it. She's just like kicking stuff, and they all three, her husband, her manager, and British dude, they all come in, and they're like trying to like be like, hey, just because Danny DeVito said you're old doesn't mean you're old, but they don't. And her husband.
Yeah, what do they say?
They're all like, look, I need you to listen to me. I left the microwave on. I gotta go.
Yeah.
Except like that.
He goes like, I need you to listen to me.
There's pie in the
There's gonna And he sits her down. And I know you guys are going to say this didn't happen, but it did. You guys just weren't watching closely enough. He sits her down, and he looks her in the eyes, and he goes, Bet, on September 11th, 2001... there's going to be a terrorist attack.
We're not there yet.
And she gets up. Why? Why are we taking so long? Because
there's still a little bit left in the episode. Because
it's 29 minutes in. That's like 40 minutes
in. You know that's why everyone's here.
All right. Fine.
No, just continue. What happens in the final scene? I actually don't know.
All right. So he tells her, he's just like, you're not old. And she's like, I thought I was old because you fell asleep before we banged. And he brought up Danny DeVito. She brushed it off. Then at the very end of the episode, she's like, what was the Danny DeVito thing? That's the end of the episode. Okay, Andy, what do you want to do now?
Whoa, guys. I think it's too soon. I think we need to talk more about Lindsay Lohan's role.
Oh, yeah, wait. Let's wait. Where was Lindsay Lohan before, during this? During the Lindsay Lohan...
This was post-Parent Trap.
Dude, she was only in it for a collective, 5 minutes.
Pretty much.
So this was 2000. Is this before? What's the movie she looks wicked hot in? Tina Fey.
Mean Girls?
Mean Girls?
Yeah. She looks so hot.
This is pre-Mean Girls.
Yeah, she looked like she was like 13 in this. Yeah, she was like, hold on. So, no, she was older. She must have been older. She was born in 1986. So she was born a year before the other show we almost watched tonight.
I don't even want to talk about that one. I know that show is horrible. Yeah, no, you guys, we did you a favor tonight by not talking about that fucking garbage. Okay, I think honestly we need to think about what episodes down the line would have been like in this show.
Okay, so this show didn't make it through a full season. Let's pitch our ideas for had this gotten a full series.
I think there's an episode where Danny DeVito comes back and apologizes for what he did to Bette. And she says, I completely forgot about it, like the shallow asshole that she seems to be. And then she has sex with Danny DeVito and divorces her husband. And I don't know. I guess everyone just kills themselves. I don't know. It's kind of hard.
All right, wait, hold on. So to expand on Andy's idea, so Bette would join a cult. No. A cult similar to the
Scientologists.
Way worse. What was like the who's the guy that drew a smiley face on his head? No, a swastika on his head.
Marilyn Manson.
Yeah, so it would be similar to the Manson family.
No, not Marilyn. What was his name? Charles Manson. That's different.
Yeah, it would be similar to the Manson clan, if you will. If you're listening, if you're a Manson member out there, please, you know, don't. But like, you know,
don't what?
Please don't.
You know, just don't. But so she would join a clan similar to that, and she would like join this mass suicide thing, and everyone would just be killing themselves left and right. And Lindsay Lohan would come back for this one episode and fucking slit her throat, and her fucking jugular would just explode everywhere. And then before this episode would air, though, there'd be this news story that all the people died on set. And then after it aired, they'd all be like, surprise, there was movie magic.
Wait, hang on, I wasn't listening. Did you bring up what we said we weren't going to bring up anymore?
No, I didn't bring 9/11 up, no.
Oh, okay.
No, he did not.
Don't say that word, it's taboo.
Oh, shit. Starting now, no more 9/11 song.
Yeah, just go back on your loose words and suck them back up.
So I think there should have been a crossover episode with Some of My Best Friends, where Bette Midler has a play in New York, and Frankie gets cast in it.
Don't they make a Bette Midler joke in Some of My Best Friends?
They do.
They totally Wait, do. They?
Yeah, when he's totally like looking around the apartment, he's just like, he's got a Bette Midler CD.
Yeah.
I was excited. I mean, I like Bette Midler.
I don't know, I like the show, but I like Some of My Best Friends more. I just think it jived well with me more.
It really resonated more with
with
your inner being. I think there would be an episode where, I mean, this is like some low class humor, like in this show. I wouldn't put it past it.
I think it's low class for like adults.
Yeah. Well, I think the novelty of it is just people are like, oh, it's Bette Midler. It's Bette Midler. I got to watch it. Literally, like, it's just banking on the fact that you're going to be like, I love Bette Midler. So
here's Bette Midler joking about how she'd never go on TV. Bette, you're so fucking crazy.
I mean, my grandmother would love this show. Like, this is a show for grandmothers.
Wait, what's that show that's on TV Land with the three, like,
Golden Girls? Hot in Cleveland.
No. Yeah, does your grandma just love Hot in Cleveland?
She's dead.
So. Oh, that's right.
She doesn't enjoy anything but the ground.
Not a joke, guys. Yeah, that's part of the series.
Hashtag not a joke, loose change. No, there would definitely be an episode where she, like, again, I'm saying it's low-class humor. She, like, shits herself, right? And, like, she can't, like, go on stage because she's got poop in her pants or something. And, like, the episode's about her daughter, like, going and getting her a new pair of pants. And it's, like, it's an episode that's not about her, but about her, you know, those kind of episodes. Like,
yeah.
They're trying to expand more on who the daughter is. And, like, Bette Midler just has poop in her pants.
And, like, Bette Midler couldn't be on set that week. So they're just like, okay, she's going to be in her dressing room the whole time.
Yeah, and she gets, like, oh, what if there was, like, a Birdman episode where, like... Yeah, if the show was on today, they'd try to do it.
She's like, what are you doing with your life?
Yeah. Wait, what do you mean? Are you talking about like an It's Always Sunny, like just like kind of a reproduction, but not totally?
Or what do you like mean? What do I mean? Bird? Like, they'd try to do Birdman.
They would just do Birdman, just a half hour version, or 22 minute.
Well, it'd be like Bette Midler, like one shot tracking, like
Bette Midler does Birdman.
Yeah, Bette Midler, like, I mean, what?
What if she was doing an onstage production of Birdman at the time?
Cool. I think this show is garbage.
I love this show.
And I think one of the big problems with it is Bette Midler. I mean, what are her abilities?
No, you missed the whole point of the show. No, it's okay. It's not your fault. You just missed the whole point.
Literally, like, the only point of the show.
You missed it.
What can she do that a normal human being couldn't do?
You can't
say.
She can
flate. Hold on. Just give me. Just keep jiving.
Yeah, come back to me. Like, I feel like she, like, I mean, she wakes up like everybody else, goes to the bathroom like everybody else. I mean, why can't you just make a show called Andy? Make it about me.
She could take on United Airlines Flight 175.
Single-handedly.
Honestly. That's what she was training for in the last scene.
Okay, I know, but you guys are trying to get at it. Let's just do the fucking segment.
I can't help it.
Okay.
I mean, it's just so exciting.
Okay, so let's see. How would this show handle 9/11? Would they do a 9/11 episode?
No.
No, yeah, they wouldn't do it.
Actually, if they were going to do it, it would be Bette Midler, like, singing at, like, a concert for
wait, no, I get an idea.
Andy, we're going in the same direction. I was going to go this direction too. She's singing at a benefit concert for, like, the victims of 9/11, but she doesn't know that it's a benefit concert for 9/11.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Man, this crowd really sucks.
Yeah, she's like, wow, who died?
Yeah, no, like, she doesn't even know that, like, 9/11 happened. And she walks out and everyone's like, boo, boo. And she's like, wow, what the fuck happened? Like,
how would she not know? What did she just forget to watch the news?
She's Bette Midler.
Clearly, did you not see the episode? She didn't see the Danny DeVito thing.
You don't think anyone would walk up to be? Wait, do you think? Why? Right, so here's how the episode would go. It would open up, and it would, like, you'd see a laugh track of the buildings going down. And it'd be a laugh track, and then it would zoom out, and it's the family watching the TV, and they'd be like, "Oh no, that was Bette's favorite building in New York. We can't tell her."
They shred it. they take the TV and just put it through the paper shredder. And they're like, she can't see it.
She walks out
and she goes like, what's everybody talking about? And
they're like, what? Let's expand on that. So they're trying to avoid her the whole day so they don't have to talk to her and tell her about that. Little did they know, she was in the Twin Towers. And that's the series finale.
What if there was a home invasion episode?
Ooh. That would be a good one.
Yeah, like Danny DeVito breaks into the house and he's like, what the fuck, you agreed that you would work on the show with me, and now what? You're gonna pussy out?
And he just trashes the house.
Yeah, and he's got,
like,
a gun.
He's like super drunk.
And he kills the piano guy. I mean, clearly there's not a lot of development with piano guy. And they're gonna be done with him soon.
I think in the future that she was gonna end up fucking the piano guy.
Oh, absolutely. And then he was gonna come out as gay.
And
you guys didn't get the gay vibe? Like,
well, he was so gay, but at the same time, I think he had the hots for the daughter.
Ooh. So he gets the daughter pregnant.
Yeah, but then he finds out his true love, after he got the daughter pregnant, was always the manager all along.
No, he finds out his true love was Warren from Some of My Best Friends.
Which one's Warren? I forgot, the manager mentions that her husband is gay. Right?
Oh my god.
Right?
No.
He did have the...
No, they make a joke that Lindsay Lohan's boyfriend was gay.
No. And they make a joke that Bette Midler introduced her manager's first husband to his first husband.
Yeah. Yeah. And, oh, so what if the husband is dating the boyfriend? I don't know. There's a lot of connotations.
There's a big universe here at play, I think.
What if there's an episode where Bette gets pregnant, but she needs to decide, like, whether or not to abort?
No, she would have had menopause by now.
No.
She's only 35.
She's only 35, remember?
She's not 35.
But she does that test. She puts a pencil underneath her baby bump, and she goes, okay, it's not big enough. I can just go get this thing taken out.
No. What she does is this. So she sticks a pencil all the way up there, and it falls out, and she goes, "Oh fuck, I'm fucked." she goes like, "What is this thing? Like 9 months old? Jesus."
What if a little baby arm popped out holding the pencil, and he goes, "You trapped this."
All right, let's change the genre.
What if she got pregnant, fuck
the pregnancy. What if she was getting fisted in the beginning of one episode, and Ooh. We just do a crash zoom on her vagina, but it's not a vagina, it's actually a black hole, and now we're in space.
And then you hear the Doctor Who theme song start playing.
No. Season 2 Firefly. Just blew your fucking mind.
Oh. That's okay. I always wondered where the idea for Firefly came from.
No, this is season 2 of Firefly, before season 1 even came out.
You think like you could easily like sneak a show into a show?
Absolutely. Pixar does it with their movies.
You could just make like 2.5 Men a new season and like focus on like this one guy named like I don't know. What was the character's name? Some of my best friends. Oh, what do you mean?
Yeah. Frankie.
Frankie, yeah. And then, so you have another season of 2.5 Men, and it's just about Frankie.
Well, then it's not 2.5 Men.
but the 2.5 Men are in the background the whole season.
Yeah, and you trick...
Just vomiting as background characters. Like, they're in the coffee shop just throwing up in the background. As
Vinny's, you know, there aren't a lot of episodes of 2.5 Men that take place in a coffee shop, just saying.
Yeah, I know.
I wouldn't know that.
Also, Bette doesn't take place in a coffee shop. In fact, about 75% of this episode was based in her house.
That's true. A lot of it was based in her house. And then they went to the mall, then back to her house.
But also, where does she live?
That house, the set for that house, looked kind of trashy for a Bette Midler house.
Yeah, you'd think she'd like clean the place up for TV.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I was thinking it looked smaller than the Fresh Prince house.
It did. And the Fresh Prince house looks small for a mansion.
No, it doesn't. It's
empty.
I agree.
It's very empty.
It's because it's fucking...
Her house had a lot of shit in it, though.
It did.
Like when they show that cut where she goes in the closet and somehow rips her clothes off in like one move. Like, we're looking at her naked, but she's blocked by a mountain of shit.
Okay, that didn't make sense to me. She went behind a curtain to change when she was about to bang her husband.
Well, yeah, she had to get into her night clothes.
Why didn't she just take it all off? Then he wouldn't have fallen asleep.
No, that's not what couples don't do.
Then he wouldn't have fallen asleep. Then curtains. We wouldn't have had any conflict for the episode. And then we have honestly, a happy Bette Midler.
No, honestly, it's a Jewish tradition.
Yeah, it's wicked Jewish.
It's just you not understanding the Jewish culture.
Yeah, you're kind of a fucking idiot, to be honest.
Yeah, come on. I mean,
fucking moron over here.
You didn't read the manual that came with this
pilot? You're an idiot.
There's literally a 20-minute text scroll.
It was a PDF and I couldn't open it.
No, there's a 20-minute text scroll at the beginning of the episode about Judaism.
They had a Google Doc of it, too, so there's no excuse.
Yeah, it's on Google Drive.
Was it?
Yeah, it's on
Was it like the Star Wars scroll where it said, like, Bette episode 3, Return of the Bette Eye?
No,
Steve, you're scaring the listeners.
It's more actually like the scroll for the Mighty Morphin Power Ranger movie, so it's kind of like trying to rip off the Star Wars intro, but like less.
I really think you're scaring the listeners. Because you're giving them an insecurity. They don't know what the fuck to believe.
So how do you guys think this show would have ended? Series finale.
Thank God they would have found Andy and cut his fucking throat.
Yeah, I think they would have found Steve and thrown him into a pit of flame and pissed on it. No, I don't know. I feel like this show doesn't really have an ending because, again, it revolves around Bette Midler.
I think it ends with
Bette. You'd have to kill Bette.
Okay, this is how it ends. Bette Midler's in Tower 2. And she didn't know about the Tower 1 getting hit because everyone wanted to hide it from her because they had...
I thought you were talking about Lord of the Rings for a second.
Oh, no.
What if Bette Midler gets a role in Lord of the Rings and she dies on set.
Oh, wait, no. What if she doesn't die on set? Like, what if she dies of, like, gangrene or something?
Can somebody here convince me that Bette Midler and Barbra Streisand aren't the same person?
Hold on. I could try, but it'd
similar.
Be pointless.
I totally think they're totally similar. She's not on The View.
That's the Barbra Streisand on The View?
Neither of them are wasn't on The View.
Yeah.
Wait, who's Barbra Streisand, then?
No.
The Guilt Trip?
You think of Barbara Walters.
Oh.
Barbara, she's not similar to Barbra Walters.
I don't know. She's similar enough. They're both blonde and old.
What if there's an episode where Bette Midler goes on The View, but like everybody just disagrees with her. And then afterwards she finds out it's because Danny DeVito was on the day before. And we're just like, yeah, Bette Midler's kind of a bitch.
I would love to see Bette Midler goes to space, and that would be the episode title.
like Family Matters when Urkel goes to space?
No, well, maybe. Or it could just be like this. So they just like the whole episode. They like teach it like there's a, it, the whole episode's like a 10-minute montage of her doing NASA actual training.
She gets sick.
No, two second cut. Yeah, exactly. 2 second cut of her in space, and then she gets back and she's like, "Eh, it's all right."
Yeah, she's like super unenthused. she's upset actually. Like
the Russians are okay, I guess.
That's like the second half of the episode. She's depressed because she's just like, "That was a waste of time."
Okay, who would you want to guest star on this show more than anyone else?
What if? Now hear me out. Uh-huh. What if Bette Midler guest starred?
No, she's already Bette Midler.
Yeah, no. Am I allowed to pick anybody in history?
Hang on.
Am I allowed to pick?
Ed, finish. What were you saying?
You know, you cut me off.
Yeah, Bette Midler guest stars as
who? What if Shia LaBeouf guest starred?
Just do it.
He would be Even Stevens.
Exactly. Yeah. Even Stevens era Shia LaBeouf, and he plays the daughter's wacky new boyfriend.
And he'd bring beans in.
He would bring such energy to the role. In fact, I almost want that to happen. I think that would be incredible.
And Bette Midler's just like, I like this kid. I don't like your old boyfriend. And her old boyfriend, she was just dating Shia LaBeouf to get her old boyfriend to get jealous and get back with her. And at the end of the episode, Shia LaBeouf dies.
Oh, no, hold on.
In a car accident.
Yes.
what if the boyfriend, the ex-boyfriend and Shia LaBeouf got together at the end?
And beans.
It's like a three-way with beans in the middle.
No, shut up. That's not how TV works. Beans would be like,
make it a little bean stew.
He'll be like, I'll be there for you. And she'd be like, oh, beans. And then they don't get together.
So am I allowed to pick anybody?
Yes, anybody. Yeah.
Okay.
No.
It's got to be somebody feasible. You're not going to be like Abraham Lincoln on an episode.
Who would actually be on the show?
So Saddam Hussein as himself.
No.
You can have somebody playing Saddam Hussein. Like Stanley Tucci.
Bette Midler as Saddam Hussein talking to Bette Midler in a dream sequence because she was watching the news about the Iraq war and she like ate a bunch of Chinese food so she got
she got sick.
Yeah. And then she wakes up and she's all like, I'm for the war.
Are you saying that Chinese food causes these like horrible fever dreams?
I always have really weird dreams when I eat Chinese food right before I go to bed. I don't know. I guess I just assumed everyone else did
too. Nope, that's never happened to me.
That's like assuming, oh yeah, like she eats like a French fry and gets diarrhea.
Or it's like
I'm only assuming that because I get diarrhea.
It's like assuming that everyone else took autism tests when they were kids.
Yeah, what is this about? Like, your mother clearly lied to you.
Probably.
You can't gauge autism from reading and writing. Or maybe I don't know. Maybe I'm speaking.
Well, maybe
too
there
soon.
Was more than that. I don't remember. It was like fifth grade. I'm 21 now. I drink and stuff. I'm really good at it too. Not as good as you though.
Personally, I would want Stanley Tucci on the show.
Okay, how are you gonna work him in?
Okay, and this can kind of lead us into our next segment. How do we work Stanley Tucci into the show?
I don't know who Stanley Tucci is though.
We've gone over this. I'm not going to reiterate this for the sake of the continuity on this program.
Why? I do this last week?
Yeah. Yeah, you did. And you know what? These listeners, they don't want to hear this rehashed.
Okay. I'm not gonna rehash it.
You're doing them a disservice.
Oh yeah, I remember this guy. Yep. Yep. All right, anyways, Stanley Tucci. He's also in Transformers.
Yeah, Stanley Tucci would play Bette Midler's brother, who comes into town.
I thought you said we weren't gonna rehash.
What do you mean rehash?
All right, keep going.
Oh, I see what you mean. Whatever. He'd be playing a character named Brett Midler. Nah. He would show up and he writes like, I don't know, cartoon jingles or some shit. And he has sex with the daughter. I don't know. Something weird.
So I got an idea of how to work Stanley Tucci in. Okay. So Bette Midler, she's on the internet one day. She just discovered it because her daughter's just like, there's the internet. And she finds out somebody's been writing Bette Midler fan fiction. So she decides to track him down, and it's Stanley Tucci.
Ooh.
Is it Stanley Tucci playing himself?
Would yes. this become, like, Misery?
That's the series finale.
Oh my god, she gets kidnapped by Stanley Tucci and tortured to sing more Kid Rock?
Yes.
What if Kid Rock found her and Stanley Tucci was his lackey and Kid Rock was like, I heard you fucking fucked my song up.
Hold on. When did Joe Dirt come out?
Why does this matter?
Because it would be because Kid Rock was in Joe Dirt. So maybe Joe Dirt was like came over, he heard her sing, he's like, we were gonna use my version of that song in Joe Dirt, but we heard yours. We'd really like the other version to be recorded to Joe Dirt.
Okay, who do you think, like, if she thinks Kid Rock is hip, who would she think was hip, like, today? Like, who would she be like, oh, I need to feel young again?
I gotta Joe listen Dirt to that came Kesha. Out this time.
Oh, she, no, J Beebs probably. Well, like Kanye West.
Bro, I feel like if she's going to Kid Rock immediately, it's going to be like something really shitty today.
No, because people love that song. That was a huge song.
It would be like Adele.
No, it wouldn't.
It would not be Adele.
It wouldn't be any girls. It would be like One Direction or something.
It would be Adele.
Or it would be like Childish Gambino.
I thought that for a second. I almost said that.
That's not a good answer.
You just think it's a good answer because you said it.
Yeah, but you would have said it too.
Yeah, so but
it would have been double good.
Ooh, we're so good. Come here. Stop kissing me. We're Dude, talking about Bet.
I'm drunk off all the beers you handed to me.
You want to make a bet?
You know what my least favorite part about this podcast is that whenever you jerk me off underneath the table, you just match it.
What? You know what my least favorite part of this podcast is?
What?
We don't watch enough Corey in the House.
Well, we can't. It ended the whole season.
I know. I get so bummed like three out. Seasons. Get so bummed out when I think of shows that we could be watching. fucking watching Bet.
No, hold on. Let's start with the set designer for Corey in the House for a second. Someone was like, all right, we have to build the White House. What are we building the White House for? Oh, it's a show called Corey in the House.
It's not Duh.
It's the
House. Oh, it's not? The House. Oh, I didn't know that. I thought it was
Come dead. On. Do you think there's a Bette Midler reference in Corey in the House?
Probably. More than likely.
All right, here's your job. You have to put a Bette Midler reference in a different show or movie or form of entertainment.
Well, Seinfeld's out.
You can pick anything, but how would you do it, and what would it be?
Right here, it would be It's Always Sunny. It would be Frank would be meeting his favorite actor, which would be him. What's his name in real life? I forget.
Danny DeVito.
Frank would be meeting Danny DeVito, and he'd be like, I loved you in Bet. He's like, are you fucking kidding me?
I think a Bette Midler reference truly, honestly, belongs in Fireproof, the religious movie about firefighters.
Is that a religious movie? I thought it was called Backdraft for some reason.
Nope. What? Backdraft is a Universal Studio ride, I thought.
Which it's definitely a movie then. So it's definitely
never
a movie.
Heard of Backdraft.
No, look it up. It's definitely a movie. Or it was a pretend movie made up in Entourage, I forget.
Okay.
Anyways, so it's this firefighter movie, and that's all you need to know. And the reference would be something like, yeah, he is pretty gay. He's always listening to Bette Midler and shit.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hold on. Backdraft is a movie, though. It came out in 1991.
Okay. So,
do you think...
So it'd be...
Wait, hang on. I think... I'm sorry. I think references to Bette Midler are interchangeable with references to Celine Dion.
Absolutely.
But go ahead.
So, like, it'd be the State of the Union address, and President Obama would be like, you just gotta sing the national anthem like Bette Midler and Celine Dion.
Uh-huh. Do you guys want to all role play? All of us can be Bette Midler together.
Yeah, right now.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Here we go. Oh, I have so much money. I'm swimming in money.
Oh, my tummy hurts.
Oh, let me stick a pencil up my boobs.
Yeah, she's like, Danny DeVito needs more French fries on his plate. He's beginning to look like the girl from Precious. Whoa. Maybe we should wind things down here.
Yeah, I think it's time. I think it's time to wrap up.
You know, I think a final statement here is that Bette is just as good as any other show that has had a person's name in the title. I mean, just look at Frasier, Joey,
Freddie,
Seinfeld, Freddie,
George Lopez,
Joey,
Bill Cosby,
Nick at Night,
Keenan and Kel,
Nick at Night,
Nick Jr.,
Nick Cannon Wildin' Out,
Adam Devine's House Party,
Robin Big, Robin Thicke,
the Nick Swenson show, the Dimitri Martin show,
the Amy Schumer show, the Ben Stiller show.
Who's the guy who does the puppets?
Jeff Dunham.
Jim Henson show?
No.
the Jeff Dunham show.
Hold on, the list can keep going. BoJack Horseman. Daredevil.
Dexter. Spider-Man.
I Dream Batman, of Genie.
Superman. The Flash. Arrow.
Heart of Dixie.
Wonder Woman.
Lois and Clark.
TV's Adam West.
TV's Adam West. The Jay Leno Show.
The Colbert Report.
The Daily Show with Jon Stewart. This is fucking garbage.
Rescue Me featuring
Dennis O'Leary.
Yeah, Dennis O'Leary. All right,
my name is Daniel McCartan, and I'd like to issue a public apology to everyone for having to sit through all of this. Thank you. I enjoyed the show.
Boy Meets World.
I would buy every episode of Bette on DVD. I would go to your local kiosk at the mall. I'd approach them. Yeah, I'd go up to them. And I'd say, hey, do you guys have Bette on DVD? And they'd be like, no, we fix phones, though. And then you'd just say, give me it, and they'll have it for you.
It's the same way you get Purdue in your local supermarket.
Purdue. Yeah, it's the same way you get Carpe Diem out of your local shop clerk.
It's the same. Just, it's the same way that you go to Verizon and you pay your cable bill.
Yeah, you just act like Michael Richardson for 30 minutes. Everyone's going to listen to you.
All these references just go over my head.
Maybe you should stand up.
Lucy! Anyways, good night, everyone.
Yep. Bye.
We're going to go make some bets.
I'm going to go kill myself. Thank you, guys. Make sure you like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Unaired Podcast. And shout out to soundslikeanearful.com for our theme song. Thank you guys for listening. Bye.